Parshat Truma. I'm titling this Dvar Torah Stories of Gdolim, which at the end of the drasha, the Dvar Torah, I'll explain what I mean here. So in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Torah says, and you shall overlay or envelop it with pure gold from inside and from outside. You shall envelop it. And the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Bet Amud Bet, on the pasuk, on that expression, mi bayit umichutz titzapeno, Omar Rava, Rava says, mikan letalmid chacham, she'ein tocho kibaro, meaning that his inside is not like his outside, ain't no Talmud Chochem. He's not considered a Talmud Chochem. And as if his true inner behavior does not sync with his outer behavior as being a Talmud Chochem, then Yishnoi is not a Talmud Chacham. So one might justifiably state that the Talmud Chacham in his inner behavior doesn't personify and project his Torah knowledge, so he's lacking something fundamental in his Torah observance. We might even say he's undeserving to be a Mora Horah, a teacher, a role model of Torah and Mitzvot, because there's a certain sense of hypocrisy. He teaches and yet does not observe. So therefore he shouldn't be idealized. But Chazal is saying something more, deeper, that the Omar Rava seems to go way beyond that. He simply, plainly, is not considered a Talmud Chacham. Because the definition of Talmud Chacham is much more than the Torah knowledge he has acquired. But it's a lifestyle deeply ingrained in his entire all-encompassing persona. And perhaps the words Talmud Chacham is indicative of his ongoing desire to see himself as a Talmud, not just a Chacham. He's a Chacham, but he's a Talmud, meaning that he there's a certain sense of tzniut, of modesty. I have so much more to learn, so much more to accomplish. So that's his inner personality. And in fact, Rav Hirsch writes that the Divine Torah demands both the ability to develop and at the same time a firmness in those that receive it. And this noble firmness has to hold good both internally towards itself and externally to outside influence. Mi bayit michutz tetzapeno. And Rabbeinu Bechai writes, he adds to this Gemara Yuma of Rava, Ein Tocha Kibaro, an unbelievable thing. He quotes a Chazal, where the Gemara says, like Chazal says in the Medrash, "Lama nimshalu divrei Torah lizchuchit." Why is the Torah considered like glass? Shenemar quotes a pasuk in Iyov Chavchet Yud Zayin, "Lo yarchenu zahav lizchuchit." Lomar lecha, the Medrash says, to teach us, "Mazchuchit." just like glass, is zach, is clear, transparent. Umarilcho, and therefore it shows you kol ma shebetocho, what's inside. Kach Talmud Chochem roi sheye tocho kibaro. The Talmud Chochem also, he has to be transparent. What he's on his inside, you could see from his outside, what he truly is. Now back to the title of Stories About Gedolim. When Art Scroll et al., etc., like Art Scroll, Stories of Gedolim came out, I had a negative feeling. Not only myself, but many people had a negative feeling. I'll just give one example. You speak to someone who was born and raised in America in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. You'll speak about Reb Moshe, and you'll say Reb Moshe is the Posek Hador, at least for America. And he held that position for over 50 years. So what's Reb Moshe? Reb Moshe is a person you could turn with a shayla, you'll get a psak, you see in his sforim, his tshuvas, and also on his gemaras, but at most in his tshuvas, a creativity and understanding and insight, you see the gadol. When you go ahead and write a book about Reb Moshe, you write about his tzidkis, his anivas, his modesty, you're missing the main thing. You're missing his godless. And so on and so forth by many other gedolim, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. The stories about gedolim are missing that aspect of his being a big Talmud Chochem, a big Pesach, Sheilet and Kol HaTorah Kula. And I think from this Maimer Chazal, those stories, those books, play a very important role. They tell us that Reb Moshe, Reb Yankiv, Rav Shach, and on, Rav Palm, we go on and on with Reb Elyalopian, so on and so forth, that they were really Talmid HaChachamim, because their behavior, their tocho, their inner, their selves, was chuchit. That's the way they were. And therefore, they truly were Talmidei Chachomim. Halavai, that the Olam HaTorah should continue to be able to use these Gedolim as models, because that is a Talmid Chochom in its true essence.